Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Married Life, where we want to help you learn how to invest in your marriage. You know, a lot of times, even today, people don't know how to invest in finances, right? How to get ahead for the future. And it's the same thing for marriage. A lot of times we don't know how to invest in marriage. So that's what we're doing. We're your financial coaches for marriage. I'm sorry. Anyways, whether you're listening on the podcast or you're watching on YouTube, and you can see our setup in our living room, we want to ask you, go ahead and subscribe and make sure you hit that notification bell. So every time we post a video, you get that notification so you can stay in tune with what's going on and how we can help you invest in your marriage. So my name's Joe.
I'm Chrissy.
And welcome to The Married Life. So we've been off for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good summer vacation.
It was really great.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the kids going to school. Guys, I know I talk a lot about homeschooling my kids. My kids are in school.
Yeah.
I mean, good for you moms at homeschool. I just can't do it. So they're in school and I love it.
Yep. And so what happens in summer break is that a lot of time we get out of sync with our natural rhythm, with our natural
routines.
Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do over the next 4 weeks is talk about how to jump back into those routines that you might have slipped out of.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, the routine we're going to talk about is your devotional, your time with God routine. So if that sounds like something that you're like, yeah, you know what? I've been slipping a little bit, haven't been reading my Bible that much. I'm not doing a reading plan, not sure how to pray so well. Well, this is the YouTube channel or YouTube video and podcast you want to be in tune for, because we're going to dive into that. So if that sounds good, stay tuned. Let's jump in. Welcome to The Married Life. I know that when it comes to a routine, especially for our devotional life, that sometimes seems like it's the easiest thing to go, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because...
I'll do it later.
Yeah. That's me today.
All day.
Mm-hmm. I have not like read my Bible yet today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because it's like my day off, so we slept in.
Yeah.
Still took the girls to school. Like, I say slept in, we still woke up at 6 a.m. You know, like...
That's our sleeping in. That's when you know you're an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're sleeping in, it's at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
No.
So anyways, but you're, just like you said, it is that first thing to go.
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting is when we were talking about this and how to get in that routine of your devotional time, I was thinking about like breakfast, you know, like... Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and there's a reason why. So this is what the definition of breakfast is. Breakfast is called the most important meal of the day, and the good reason, or for a good reason. As the name suggests, breakfast means breaking the overnight fasting period.
Yeah.
Like, you're fasting all night long, right? Whether you sleep for 6 hours, 8 hours, I don't know, 3 hours, because you're raising a 7-month-old baby, feeding him and waking up with him, whatever it is. You know what's crazy?
Tell me.
Little side note. Our 7-month-old isn't even the one that wakes up all the time and wakes us up.
No.
It's the 7-year-old and the 4-year-old.
All the time.
They came in so many times last night in our bedroom and just telling us about stuff. Now, one time I get it. There was a moth in their room and it scared them and I had to go in there. Literally, I thought I caught the thing 4 times and Gwen would keep saying, Dad, it's right there. I was like, what? I thought it was in my hand. Like, I was just thinking, and it's 3 a.m. I'm like, hey, stop it. I just want to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, breakfast, breaking the fast. When I think about that physically, us eating, it's the same thing spiritually.
Like,
because we go, probably if you do your devotional time in the morning, you're going from, let's say you do your devotional time, your Bible reading, prayer time at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever. Well, you're going then 12, 13, 14 hours before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Then you're sleeping all night. It's been 24 hours since the last time you read the Bible.
You're breaking a fast.
Exactly. Like, you're starving for the word.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, just like you said, one of the things we do is, well, I'm sleeping in and then I just don't do that.
If I didn't do it at 6 a.m., I don't do it at all.
Right.
And I get it. That's why you do want to get it done first thing in the morning, you know. But if you don't, you have to get out of like your other routines and fit it in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know for me, when I don't have ample amount of sleep and I don't have food, I am the Incredible Hulk. And it's, you know what it is? It's my flesh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just giving it to my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when we're not spending time with God and we lose that routine because of summer break, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you get in the routine of sleeping in, the kids not going to school, you're on vacation, you're
kids
traveling.
Kids are up late.
Yep, kids are up late. You're going camping.
You're eating bad food.
Exactly.
Like, you're all out of whack.
All out of whack. And that's why even in the fall, it's a great kickstart to say, okay, I'm going to jump back into my devotional time and make sure that the time with the Lord is first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people are probably like, first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why, right?
Right.
So in Mark, let me find it. Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says this. It says, the next morning, this is the Passion Translation. The next morning, Jesus got up long before daylight, left the house while it was dark, and he made his way to a secluded place to give himself to prayer.
Yeah.
He did it in the morning when it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 4 a.m. My mom, 3 a.m., you know, those crazy people. They're the holiest of holies.
Oh my gosh. No, I think that's really good. And I think having children, you know why? You know why he had to do that? Because when Jesus had children? We have children.
People would be like, this isn't biblical. Yeah, this isn't true doctrine.
We have children. Jesus had the disciples. And once everybody was up, they were literally probably sucking the life out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our kids do. And that's what our job does. Everything requires so much of our attention all of the time, especially if you're sucked into social media and all of that stuff. You are going to constantly be tugged at by something or someone.
Yeah. And, one direction or another, you're
getting
pulled.
And so I understand why Jesus did this. He got up before anybody else did, but that's what made him Jesus.
Yep.
He had to do that.
Yep.
And if you want to be strong in the Lord, you got to do it different than everybody else.
Ooh.
And that's what it's going to look like.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's even like, you know, this past week we posted something on Instagram talking about your priorities, and it's a pie chart. And, you know, just like joking, it's like the biggest part were the kids, you know, like they suck up all your time. Then procrastination, and then work, you know. And again, there's so many other things we could put on there. We were just being funny with stuff. But a lot of it is kids sucking up. I mean, like literally, kids going to school right now, I feel like I'm getting more done than ever.
It's
amazing.
Me too.
But still, like you said, the social media procrastination, right? Even when you first wake up in the morning, how easy is it to get on your phone
instead of
in the Bible? Like, what did you miss? Everybody's sleeping. That's what you missed. You know what I mean? Like, like we think like some huge thing happened.
Right.
And it's not, but we scroll and scroll and scroll, and all of a sudden we don't have time for a devotional time.
Yeah.
And so what we want to talk about real quick is Chrissy's devotional, my devotional, and what Jesus did. So here's going to be three S's, okay? Ready? For a successful Devo time. Go ahead, write these down. Here we go. The first one is scheduled, right? So Jesus had a schedule, woke up early in the morning. Guys, I'm telling you what, I understand there's night people and morning people, but man, Jesus woke up early and spent time with the Lord. I really don't know how people can go through the whole day and then at night decide to read, because you're exhausted.
Well, and I think, here's my thing. When you, let's say you read your Bible late at night and then you go to sleep, you're not dreaming about it. I mean, you might every once in a while, but you're not thinking on it.
It's like, I'm gonna imply loving others as I want to be loved in my dreams.
Well, even if that was the case, that doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you're
not meditating on it. Like the Bible says to meditate on the word. You're gonna forget what you read last night.
Yep.
If you don't maybe go over it again.
Right. First thing in the morning, again, you're opening your journal about what you read last night.
Right. Which, how many people do that? I'm not saying everybody doesn't, but that's why it's so important to get fed in the morning, because you have your whole day to apply it, to meditate on it, to think on it.
Because you need those scriptures when your kids get home from school. You need those scriptures.
You need those scriptures when your kids get out of bed. What are you talking about? I'm not waiting till 2:30.
First thing in the morning. You need those scriptures when your husband hasn't eaten or got enough sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to show some love.
Right.
So, I mean, the scriptures, and again, the scriptures, the point of them is to find Jesus throughout them and how we can begin to look more like him.
Yeah.
And it's not about perfection. It's not even a checklist. Too many people like their devotional time is a checklist. It's not a checklist. It's to say, wow, that's how Jesus treats people. That's how I need to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to put that into action today. And so one of the things he did, he had a scheduled devotional time. So I want you to right now, wherever you're listening, watching, actually pull up on a piece of paper, on your phone, whatever. What time are you going to spend time with Jesus? What time are you going to do it? I know my time. My time is right in the morning at 5 a.m. I wake up between 4:30, 4:45, get everything ready, and then I jump in my devotional time at 5 a.m. So scheduled time with Jesus. The second S is this, secluded.
Yeah.
Okay? Jesus went to a secluded place.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't distracted.
Yeah.
I've been reading Matthew 10, verse 32, I think it is, when the story of Mary and Martha. I've really been meditating on that lately. when Mary was busy serving, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, mm-hmm. Martha was busy serving.
Yeah.
And in the Passion Translation, or maybe it's the Message Translation, Martha goes to Jesus like, hey, tell Mary to do stuff. And he's like, Mary is not distracted.
Yeah.
And that word alone, distracted, hit me so much. I'm like, man, how much do I get distracted? Even when I'm with you, with the kids, and I'm thinking about work, or I'm thinking about posting on social media, or I'm thinking about what I gotta do tomorrow. I'm thinking about 75 hard and I gotta read my book, you know, like I get very distracted.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in our devotional time. If we don't go somewhere secluded, it's easy to get distracted. Mm-hmm. If you do your devotional time, you can speak to this, in the living room and it's a mess and you're a one on the Enneagram,
it's terrible.
There it is. It's impossible.
I can't focus. I will clean up, which I normally do the night before anyways, but if that is the case, I can't focus.
Yeah. You got to get to a secluded place where you're focused, where it's uninterrupted. Uninterrupted.
There you go.
Uninterrupted.
That's good. I like that
New
one.
Words here. It's fun. Uh-huh. So, this real quick. So this is what secluded means. Secluded is a place not seen or visited by many people. That's what you need to find. That's what Jesus found.
Yeah.
A secluded place. Going back to scheduled, because I didn't read the definition, it's an arrange or a plan an event. It's to arrange or plan an event to make a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's it. You have to say like, I'm going to do.
It's intentionality.
It's intentional. What place are you going to meet with Jesus? At what time are you going to meet with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Write that down, because then you're holding yourself accountable. The last S is this, spot, a particular place or spot. So we talked about secluded, we talked about scheduled, we talked about spot. You know, like secluded is, again, away from everyone. Okay, but what spot can you get to where you're away from everyone? Like last week, it was beautiful out early in the day. Like it was, when I say beautiful, midday it was 90. Early morning, it was perfect. So
yeah.
I'd go out back and do my devotional time on the kids' swing. And it was secluded.
Mm-hmm.
It was my spot. And I love being in nature when I'm spending time with the Lord. I feel like I connect better with them out there.
That's good.
And so that's where my spot was last week. It's not there every week. This week, it's been in my office. And what I've been doing is shutting my eyes a lot, because my office is a mess, because we keep getting stuff in for the church. And it's just packed full of boxes and tables and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah. So anyway, so I want to let you guys know real quick, because some of you might be like, well, you guys just have it together. We don't have it together. Like I just recently, especially the kids going back to school, had to make a lot of adjustments in my devotional time. I just told you today, I haven't even read the Bible. Like, we're not telling you to be perfect at this. We're growing in this.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about the married life, right? The married life is always growing and developing. It's always changing. Your married life, our married life. So what my schedule used to look like was that I would wake up again, 4:30, 4:45, hit the gym, 5 to 6, come home, do my Devo time, 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, I would start making breakfast, 7:30 would eat, 8 o'clock, start getting ready for the day, 8:30, get to, you know, into work and everything. Well, the girls now going to school, they actually have to be at school by 8 a.m. So everything stayed the same except my devotional time. I still was working out. My devotional time got replaced with cooking breakfast at 6 a.m. to actually eat by 6:30 for them to get ready by 7 and out the door by 7:30.
Yeah.
So even for a few days, my devotional time was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out, where it's going to fit, where it's going to fit. And it just wasn't fitting. So finally, I was like, okay, I had to take like the aerial perspective. What do I need to move? What do I need to adjust? Because this is priority.
Yeah.
So what I did is I removed my workout at the 5 a.m. time and I put my devotional time right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do now is I go into my office, I go outside, like you said, I meditate on the word first. Like I literally will sit there and I'll listen to just calming music and I'll just like meditate. Then I'll actually take another 15-20 minutes and pray, and that's just me talking with God and hearing, listening. Sometimes in devotional times we talk too much,
mm-hmm.
we don't listen enough. I listen, God, what are you speaking to me? And then what I do is I read through one book at a time. So right now I'm going through Matthew. One Bible book at a time.
Yeah.
So right now I'm just going through Matthew and I just go a couple verses at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to read chapters at a time, because for me, it's like I'll get the overarching story if I do that, but I won't get those subtle scriptures that really stick out. So again, speaking on Matthew chapter 10, I've really been meditating on that the last few days. Even if I read more scripture, that's what I've been thinking on. God, how am I doing not being distracted? Am I still walking in that? So then what I did is I shifted that. I dropped the girls off to school at 8 a.m. And so I shifted my workout to 8:15 to 9. And then I go right to Panera, start working.
Yeah.
And that's, so I had to make adjustments, right? Because before, during the summer, it was easy to do my Devo at this time, workout at this time.
Yeah.
And I had to, because again, it's a priority. Because I know, I told someone this earlier this week, I have to, my beginning day, the early morning, I am very selfish. Very selfish. Right? Because if I'm not selfish, I can't be selfless. Me being selfish in the morning is my devotional time, my prayer time, my workout time. I'm getting healthier physically. I'm getting healthier spiritually. I'm getting healthier mentally. When I'm reading a book, I'm doing these things, being selfish, so then I can serve you better.
Mm-hmm.
So I can serve our girls better. So I can serve the church better.
Yeah.
You know, so I can serve our family better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so important. Like, I really believe, and again, like some people are like, oh, Jesus wasn't selfish, you know, but he got away, you know? And again, even that was selfless because he's sacrificing sleep because he's like, I have to connect with my Father so I can lead these disciples better.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
what's your Devo time look
well,
like?
No, that's so good. I just want to say what all the things that you said, yes, it's very important. But for me, and I think like, I'm looking at this like I don't even know what I do every morning. But for me, so I just had a baby. He wakes up pretty early. And I could get super, I'm thinking about this, like I could get super frustrated about it. He wakes up at like anywhere between like 4:30 and 5:30, and you know, and he just needs, I have to feed him. And so I could get really irritated and upset. But honestly, I use it to my advantage. Like Joe said, our schedule has totally changed. Our lives have totally changed. Honestly, not just our schedule, but like our lives have totally changed with the girls going to school, and it's like a completely different season for us. And so I could be super frustrated that he wakes up at 4:30, or I could use it to the advantage of getting more done. And so a way that I use that as an incentive is my coffee. Well, my coffee is my incentive. Is so the night before, sometimes I forget, but the night before I will make sure that I have my coffee ready. So by the time I am done feeding him, my coffee is ready and I will not jump back into bed. This morning I did, it was our day off and I do that. I'm not saying this is not like a religious thing. We talked about this earlier.
Yep.
Like don't let your routine become your religion because then it fails everyone. God doesn't care for it. You're going to be unhappy. Your family is going to feel it. Do not let your routine become religion.
Because the Pharisees were very religious and they had routines and they were so religious they couldn't see God in front of them.
Right.
And it's like you could literally have a devotional time that you're like, I never miss a day, but you miss God.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to miss God during our devotional time.
Mm-hmm.
So just like you said, it's routine. It's not religion.
Yeah. And I want to speak to the moms for a minute, even the ones that do homeschool and all that kind of stuff. I think it's so great. And I wish that was in me.
It was for a season.
It was for a season.
And we had a baby and then I started working from home.
And it was
like
too much
going on.
I want to speak to you for a minute. And I want to say, if you look at the Bible, like look at Mary, for instance, like the mother of Jesus. Like an angel showed up to her and what was she doing? She was just doing housework. She was doing her daily routine. That's when he showed up to her and like announced that she was going to have a baby. Like in our daily lives as wives, like this is what I mean by not making it religious. Like it does not have to look a certain way. Obviously you do have to, I guess you don't have to sit down to read, but you do have to read scripture. But It doesn't have to look a certain way. You don't have to do it exactly like we do it. You just have to do it the way that you work best that connects you with the Father. And so with that said, I use coffee as an incentive to stay out of bed.
It's actually like, again, it's a habit that you're creating because coffee's the reward.
That is my reward.
It is. And some things, like again, like the reason that habits are hard to form is that when you don't give yourself a reward.
Mm-hmm.
If you love coffee, try that. That like, man, when I wake up and I do my Devo time, I get coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, is it Rick Renner? He says that he doesn't eat food before he doesn't read his Bible in the morning.
Yeah, that like, man is way more spiritual than I am.
Yeah, if he doesn't have time to read his Bible for whatever reason, he doesn't physically eat food until that portion of his day is done.
You know what something else he did? Just a little tip for everybody. I heard him on a podcast recently say that he started this thing where he leaves a Bible open next to his bed. So even at night, if his day's been busy, literally the word is the last thing he reads. Mm. In the morning, he picks up right from where he is, left off, and it's the first thing he reads.
That's really good.
Like, he's like, and I just leave it open next to my bed, because so many times when we're about to go to sleep, we jump on our phone, we jump on Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever it is, ESPN, mm-hmm. college football, here we go. And so it's easy to do that. But again, he's like, I want to fill myself with life, something that's life-giving.
Yeah.
And we know that the Bible is the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's filling himself up.
Yeah. No, I think that's so good. So that is definitely my incentive. And something that I do personally is I do journal. Guys, I do journal. This is my shameless plug. I got a new journal out and I'm so excited. And I hope you guys get it, because I think that it's really important for us to get outside of like this whole social media thing and really focus on our own life. Like, it's called The Best Story Ever Written. The perfect story is yours, because I truly believe that like we're missing out on our own lives because we're staring at somebody else's on social media. And so, I mean, the irony of it is you're watching this on social media, but get the journal. And we're coming up with a lot of other things.
Yep. So that journal, actually, we're giving, is it 10 away today?
We're giving 10 of these away later in the podcast. Yep. Stay tuned.
End of video, we'll announce that mm-hmm. and who all won.
Yeah.
But you can go to themarriedlife.org and actually purchase those if you don't win them. Then right on there, it takes you to Amazon where you can order it.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them on Amazon. If you search what on Amazon, did they show up?
The Best Story Ever Written.
There it is. The Best Story Ever Written.
If you search The Best Story Ever Written, it'll come up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a great, and again, because I journal too, my journal just looks more masculine than that. But that's awesome for women.
It is. I'll make one for men maybe later.
Thank you.
So I do journal. I do that. I write prayers in there. I write prayers about my kids. If there's something like really deep that I was reading in the Bible that day, I will do that. But for the most part, I like to underline and highlight and take notes in my Bible, because here's the cool thing about that is, one, I want to leave a legacy for my kids.
Yes.
I want them to like look back and be able to read the notes in my Bible. They're not going to be like, they're not going to cross-reference between my journals and my Bible. So I do like to write in my Bible and underline. But then also, if I go back to something, I've already written a note, and then I might think of something different, or it'll combine. It's good for me to like see my notes and whatever. So I do that. And then something else that I believe is really important, and we've talked about this before, is a part of your devotional, one, it will reinforce what you're reading, and two, mm-hmm. this will like, you're creating disciples in your family, but sharing it with your family.
Yeah.
Joe and I talk a lot about what we're reading, although I didn't know that you were meditating on that, so that was good to know. We'll talk about it with our kids. Sometimes in the morning when my kids wake up, I'm pointing over there because that's where we read my Bible. But Gwen or Vivi will come up and I'll read to them what I'm reading, or I'll talk to them, or, hey, you remember when we talked about that the other day? Look at what I'm reading right now. And then I'll try to like apply it to their life. So like when you talk about it out loud, it reinforces it in your own brain, because you don't want to get to noon and be like, what did I read this morning?
Yep.
Like, we've all done that. And so if you're constantly talking about it, and breakfast is a really great time to do that, because one, you just read it.
Yep.
And two, it's like 10 minutes later after you.
Yeah.
Or on the way to school or whatever.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I mean, what we do too is we have a routine with the girls. Like when we put them to bed at night, we really try to, usually we rush it, right? I mean, can we just be real? By the end of the night, you just want your kids to get in bed. You're done. You know? Like,
done.
Just done. Like, can't you put yourself to sleep yet?
Uh-huh.
And so Chrissy and I were like really just talking about it, listening to other, you know, godlier men and women than us, and just getting insight on like, that's a moment. That evening is actually when kids are most in tune to you speaking, because they want to stay up.
Yeah.
So we've turned that into their devotional time. So we got the Action Bible, because Gwen has definitely outgrown the Bible app, you know, like she knows them all, even the Bible app, physical Bible that we have. Vivi's still into it, but Gwen outgrew it. So anyways, we got the Action Bible and we read through that, and same thing, we talk about, what did we just go over? How does that apply to you? So like literally last night, we read the story of Joshua and when they took over, tell me out.
Jericho?
Yep. and when somebody from the camp took something they weren't supposed to, and then that their next battle they were going to lose. And I talked with the girls afterwards, like, hey, so why was the next battle? Why were they going to lose? And they're like, because they disobeyed God, because they didn't listen. They took stuff for themselves versus, you know, blah, blah. And so anyways, it was really good incentive. And I was like, cool, we'll talk about tomorrow how they lose the battle. And then they're like,
no, we want to know.
Yeah. And so it like keeps that hunger inside of them to continue the next day. So Action Bible is awesome. We got it on Amazon, $16-$20. I don't know what
it was. Yeah, it wasn't expensive at all. And it's got way more stories.
Oh, it's got so many stories. It's really just great. The Bible app. Yeah, it's fantastic. So anyways, that's again how you can get back into that routine. And again, I get it, parents, like, you want your kids just to go to bed because school's coming the next day. You got to do the dishes, all the stuff of the night that gets piled up.
Yeah.
You got to work out if you're doing 75 hard, you know, like all the stuff that we're doing. All you want to do is go sit down and binge watch Friends, right?
Right.
That's all we want to do.
Yeah.
But we really just extend that. Is it an additional 30 minutes going to hurt? You know, it's like, am I going to sacrifice that 30 minutes in the evening to watch Friends? No, I want to instill scripture into my kids,
right?
Because something Chrissy and I truly believe is that the marriage that we're living is going to be duplicated and replicated into our children.
Yeah.
Because you teach what you know, but you duplicate who you are.
Right.
And so if you want your kids to be walking with the Lord the way you are walking with the Lord, you have to model how to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like Ellis. Ellis is starting to crawl right now, and one thing that our girls would do, they would be on the ground and literally training him, come on, you know, trying to show him how to do it. Like, he was learning and watching what they were doing, and he wants to do what they do.
Yeah.
You know, like, he tries to speed up, but he's a 7-month-old. Anyways, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything
else? No, I think that it's a lot of information.
It was a lot of information. So anyways, hope this blessed you guys. Again, if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead, subscribe. We'd love for you to hit that notification bell, because one of the things that does is it actually helps us with the YouTube algorithm, that you watch the whole video through and you actually get a notification. So YouTube's like, oh, people want to watch this. So then we can get more content for healthy marriages out to more people and more of the gospel out to more people.
Yeah.
And same thing with a podcast. If this impacted you, share it with somebody. Mm-hmm. Who can you share this with today? A brother, a sister, a best friend, an aunt, an uncle, whoever it is. And then also coming right up right now, we're going to announce the winners of Chrissy's journal. And again, if you don't win this, you can go right onto Amazon, purchase it, or themarriedlife.org. Also at themarriedlife.org, where we have other resources, Chrissy's blog, past podcasts, YouTube videos, if you've missed it. You can also give there, because we are a non-for-profit and we love giving back. 10% of everything that comes in, we actually give back to women in need. And so we've been able to partner with other local churches that have actually been taking care of women. And also there was something else that we helped out with. Okay, I don't remember what it was, but just so you guys know, when you give, we are giving back. So thank you guys again for joining us today on The Married Life, and coming right up right now, the winners.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our podcast and listening and supporting us. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. And I just wanted to let you guys know how excited I am right now that I'm able to give away my journals. And don't be sad if you don't win one today. You can go to Amazon. They're $10. You can order your own. But I'm really excited that I get to share with you my 10 winners and then one special winner that won a Starbucks gift card. So without further ado, we've got 10 winners today, so I hope it's you. I hope you really won. But if not, remember, Amazon, $10. My first winner is Megan Priest. Thanks for joining my giveaway. Alyssa Tefteller. I hope I don't butcher these names also. Thank you so much, Alyssa. Kiel Hauser, thank you. She's all the way in New York, and I get to send you a journal. I'm so excited. Holly Reed, thank you so much. Here's where I might butcher some names. Alyssiana Cry, I will tag you guys. So if I butcher your name, you will get your journal. I promise. Kelly Silverthorn, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Becky Kramer, shout out to my Alma, Michigan people. Woo woo. Mary Duperval, I'm so excited. I get to send you a journal. And then Genesis Jamitleth. I don't know how to say your last name, but thank you so much. Again, I will tag you to all my winners. And then last but not least, this is my Starbucks gift card winner and journal. Cassie Moraine, all the way in Florida. And listen, guys, she deserves this. She deserves a Starbucks. She just had a new little baby girl. I mean, she's not little anymore, but she needs Starbucks. So thank you again, guys, so much for just entering my giveaway, supporting me and this new journal. And I just appreciate every single one of you. Thank you.